a weekend talk show up here in Canada called The Roy Green Show. Check out his webpage at roygreenshow.com. And he talked on the weekend about a campaign in Australia where they're trying to make it illegal to walk on or near a road when your blood alcohol content is 0.08. A review of the Pedestrian 08 campaign lists three primary reasons for the law to be imposed and enforced. Reason one, to prevent pedestrian accidents, injuries, and death. Research indicates that the skills necessary to cross a road safely are impaired at blood alcohol contents of 0.08 and above. Okay, I'll agree with that. Number two, eliminate alcohol-related violence. You're more likely to throw a punch or kick someone to death at or above a BAC of 0.08 rather than below it. That may be true. I'm not sure what that has to do about being a pedestrian, because you could be in your house and be beating your wife to death after you've been drunk. Number three, to reduce binge drinking. Parents, sporting clubs, organizations, alcohol advertisers, sporting programs, all-night beer barns, remember this comes from Australia, big liquor, alcohol-normalizing TV and radio programs, and broadcasters, and some politicians and governments are all to blame for the burgeoning binge drinking culture. So I think it's comical. I understand probably the thought behind it, to get the drunks off the road. Get them out of their cars. Obviously, that's like carrying a loaded gun when you're drunk and driving a car. But are you able to look after yourself when you are drunk and you're out walking? Probably not. Roy Green says that it's a government infringement. Do you want a policeman to come up and demand a breath sample from you and when you're walking down the street, and what's next? I don't totally look at it that way, but some of the reasoning behind the drinking rules, like reducing binge drinking, I'm not sure how that has to do with anything about being out walking. You can be a passenger in a vehicle. The thing is, and I got heck about this here a few weeks ago on a commentary where I said drink responsibly, and somebody sent me a note saying, what does drinking responsibly mean? Ha, ha, ha. Something like that, you idiot. Hey, I don't drink, but it is something where people have to make that choice. We can't eliminate alcohol from society, but we can do our best as citizens and as government to try and eliminate, or to try and control the negative side effects from alcohol. Roy Green does say it good, best on his webpage. And again, check it out at roygreenshow.com. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.